Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Trayvon will never get to be an older man. Black children, they childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language. Stole again. Who stole the soul from black folk? Same man that stole the lamp for cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow. Made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave block. Now we slave to the blocks, on them we spray shots. Leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach staying or not. We kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. War! And a battle with us. I know that black lives matter and they matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water in Flint, the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roads are the help and the gangsters. It's really all they gave us. We need Avas, Ta-Nehisi's and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes. We refuse. Brainwashed in the cycle to spin. We write our own story, black America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that they're important. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is and wait and wait and where he come from. And where he come from?
Hot damn, black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherit it from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Licking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it God's speed that we travel at? Endangered in our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man, y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project fold, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express it too. That PTSD, we need professionals. You know we're pressing, dude. It makes the pipes bust from schools to prison, y'all. They trying to pipe us to your political parties. Invite us instead of making voting laws to spite us. You know we from a family of fights, us. Fought in your wars and our wars. You put a nigga in Star Wars. Maybe you need two. And then maybe they will believe you. See black people in the future. We want to sit here to rob and shoot ya. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Our men and women are created equal, including black Americans.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that there's somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And where he come from? And where he come from?
We know everybody's a black American story. 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 Black American story.
it goes down. Yes, we are back. And this is your boy, Jazzo. Welcome to Jazzo's World, Dirty Basement Radio. Man, we got an awesome show today. We got Miss Thomas. She's going to be talking about some big things. But this weekend was a crazy weekend. But let's get this show started. What's up, Belinda? The Trotter James.
Been driving 5 hours from Washington. Just made it in the building. So glad to be in Jazzo's World again. It was an amazing trip. If you haven't been to Washington to see the Lincoln Memorial and the new National African American History Historical Museum, if I got the name wrong, I'm sorry. I just got off the call. I'm excited. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. But I do want to follow guests because I know you have guests. You had a big event this weekend. How did it go?
Oh, man. Yo, it was the hottest event. Especially me coming back for the second time. Yo, that was like magic.
Yeah, he had a lot of stuff in the back going on in the background. There's a party in the background over there. What's up?
Hey, music. That must be one of our guests out there doing what they do.
Okay, cool. So, I'm really excited about our guests, but I'm excited to hear, you know, also about your event. So, it went good?
Oh, yeah, it was excellent. Yeah. For me to never do something, I haven't done anything in like 7 years, and to come back like that, it was nice. And some of the young people we had, one of the designers we had, she just started. You know what I mean? That was her first show. One of the models, she was only 17, talent, mad talent. And we had all sizes from like 0 to size like 20, you know what I mean? Maybe 22, like all shapes and sizes. Shout out to some of the artists. My dancers, my dance squad was there. Yo, it was nice. It was really nice.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I hope some of them are able to come on the show.
Yeah, well, yeah. Ironically, yeah. They're on the show today. One of the designers, Rochelle Ming, she's going to be on the show. Then two of the models, Chantel, she's my model ambassador over in Jersey. And then I have Angelina. And you know Chi-Chi was in the show too.
Yeah. Good.
It was nice.
So you know, matter of fact, Grammys. Go ahead.
I was gonna
talk about the guests I have coming up.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was like, so who you got coming up? I heard we got some stuff about the Grammys.
Well, we know the Grammys was last week or whatever. And so we saw all that. But what we didn't see or hear about, what was going on behind stage or at the parties or whatever. So I'm just so excited to have our PR guru, Tamara Thomas, and she is the CEO of Tuesday's Entertainment. So, Tuesday, are you in the building?
You already know. I'm here.
look, she's ready. She's ready, too.
Jazzo, she got her plane ticket and went out there and just connected her butt off. So she came back with all kinds of news and contacts and stuff. And so we're just excited about 2017. So go ahead, Tamara, take it away.
Well, you know, it was a wonderful experience. I could say that the people in LA are very welcoming, and to be able to experience that weekend and not be, you know, at the Grammys. You didn't even want to be at the Grammys. For me, it was more going to all the parties and the day brunches and the events that were somewhat secret locations. And it was just so awesome to be able to be part of that and also meet some very, very good, important people.
Oh, okay. So what kind of brunches did you go to?
So I went to Nick Cannon held a manager brunch. He was recognizing the managers and, you know, also I do talent managing. And it was interesting to see that, you know, somebody actually cared about managers and to meet some of the good managers and other talents that was amongst that brunch. It was very delightful. The food was very good. You were able to network. I met some record A&Rs, record company executives. It was really, really a lot of good people in the building.
Wow, managers. That was a secret party. I haven't heard about no secret managers, awards, luncheon. Have you, Jazzo?
No, I'm like, shoot. But that reminds you, back in the day, they used to have a convention down Atlanta called the Jack Rapper, where it was a little bit about everybody. They really don't have that kind of stuff anymore. I had fun.
Okay. So what else, Tamara?
Also, they had like so after all the events collided within each other. So, you know, you had the secret events, which was like for the top notch dogs, like Rock Nation had their secret brunch in the hills. Then you had also I attended Mona Scott. She had a brunch for her birthday celebration. That was awesome. A lot of good people were there. It was so much going on. It was about 6 events I went to in one day.
Oh.
6 events in one day.
Wow.
And driving in Cali is not, you know, the best source. So I was happy to be with some people that was driving.
Right. Because at least you didn't get lost and, you know, you know
where to go. No, yeah. So it was, it was just like when you left one event, if you made it late, like I had a friend that was out there. He's a celebrity photographer. Shout out to Waleek. He would be on the go. Like if you weren't there at the time, he said be there by 5, and you get there by 6, 7, it ended. So like some of that happened within some of the events, and then you had to go to the next event. And it was just like follow the events, follow the crowd. It was, you know, amazing. Also, BMI had a awards in which they recognized some of the writers. I thought that was phenomenal. Fat Joe was there, and some unique writers that wrote, like, some top songs. So I thought that experience was great as well.
Oh, excellent. Well, you know, I know she has a lot of people that she took pictures with, a lot of celebrities. So on Tuesday Entertainment on her social media, on Instagram, and you'll see all the superstars that she was able to have photos taken with, especially her favorite, Leon.
Well, Leon was that event when Leon was actually New York. But, you know, it was in New York.
From L.A. to New York. Sorry.
L.A. to New York. So it was a really powerful, powerful shout out to the Hip Hop Union for doing a powerful after party after they did a Hip Hop Union event. It was very good, political driven. And I had the chance to meet my Michael Jackson, Leon.
Okay, excellent. Well, if anybody wants to, you know, check you out, maybe utilize your PR services or see all the other celebrities that you're down with, you know, how can they contact you or look you up?
They could definitely follow me on Instagram at Tuesdays with an S Entertainment. You could definitely follow me on there. I also have Twitter and Facebook. So I'm on all those 3 social media outlets, website coming soon. So definitely IG is my best source.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Thank you for stopping through. Excellent.
And I want to thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Keep up the good
work.
No problem. As always, we're off.
Yeah.
Running to the next guest.
Well, you know, we can't start the show completely without the Stylist Queen, Kiki Couture. What's up, Kiki?
Hey, everybody. Hey, family.
How are you? Couture in the world, one woman at a time. What's going on in this jazz world? Look, give me the
Why are you for the show, Belinda? I was looking for you.
I was in Washington out of all weekend.
So you went to Washington without us. They didn't even invite us. You hear that, Jazzo? They didn't even invite us.
Well, I know you had some big things happening over in your neck of the woods, so tell me all about it.
Well, we're going to say that for the topic of the day because, you know, right now, his show is the topic of the Facebook, honey. It's breaking the fashion world.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Jazzo?
Yo. Hey, well, our first guest is one of our designers that was here. And this young lady, man, I'm really proud of her. Her first show, she just graduated from Philadelphia Art Institute. Rachel Ming. What's up, Rach? What's good with you?
Hi, y'all.
Hey, Rachel.
Nothing. Coming down off the high from the show.
Hey, Rachel. I'm so proud of you.
Hey. Yes. Thank you. Good job.
Yes.
Thank you.
Know. So how did you feel about the show? Come on, let's give me your insight about everything. How you're a little nervous?
I was more than a little nervous. Like, my hands were shaking. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Don't let me drop nothing. Let me just keep it together. Oh. Nervous, don't even begin to cover it. But I'm just, like, I can't even begin to explain how appreciative I am for getting the opportunity and how happy I am that everything was turned out so great.
No problem. Just welcome to the team, man. Welcome to the team. I'm happy to have you and to be a person that can give you an outlet where it is your first, you know what I mean, your first fashion show. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
For somebody to be like, yo, what was your first fashion show? The African-American Museum. Like, yo, she a bougie little designer. But you did good. You did good, man. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Any questions, Chi-Chi? Chi-Chi or Belinda, any questions for our up-and-coming star?
No. I'm so, so proud of you, Rachel. Don't give up. I love your work. I was so mad I couldn't wear that. But, you know, I did get the rock that jacket, so you knew I had to rock that jacket.
Yeah,
you
killed it.
You know. But you're going to have to make me that pantsuit in my size, though, honey, because that pantsuit was fire.
Yes, it was on you, and I'm like, we can make this work. We can just fit it at the side of the
road. Child, this donkey was not going. It was so disrespectful.
So we had a good time. We really did. I'm so glad you were here. I'm glad I got a chance to meet you.
I'm glad. I bet all y'all, too.
Make sure you
hit
me up on Facebook,
ma'am. Okay, I will.
All right.
It's just Kiki Couture. That's what it is on Facebook?
Yep.
Okay.
This is for Belinda. You guys put the pictures up on the social media yet so we all can get a look at her work. Whoever wasn't there to see it, we got to see it because I'm hearing fabulous things about it.
Yeah, Belinda, if you go to my page, probably Jazzo page too, one of our mutual friends, Shannon, took a lot of pictures, and she tagged both of us, and one of Jazzo's friends took a lot of pictures and tagged him, so it's a lot on his page as well.
Yeah, I was crazy, and then one thing I forgot about the show, because when the show started, I was going to do something real crazy and be like, just tell the whole audience, just to go over to Facebook Live and just shoot the show. Because that would have been crazy. But I didn't even take no pictures either.
You should have had everybody
around.
Go live. That would have been good, Chandler. You should have had them do that, too.
Yeah, because that would have been bananas. I would have been like, oh, that. Because that would have been like, yo, that would have been like, no, everybody at the damn show was like, every time we turn, it's like, what the hell? It was like,
yeah. But you did get a videotape, right?
A video man there and a photographer, so we should be seeing something soon.
Okay. Now, as long as that was done, we need to have history preserved. So, okay, excellent.
Yeah, I wish I could have just took a lot.
What
the whole show was nice.
Okay.
The whole show was nice.
Detail.
The whole show was nice because everything accentuated its own self. Like you had Rachel, that was her first show. Then you had the brother Richard. You know what I'm saying? He just did some big things in Paris. Then you had my godmom with the furs. You know what I mean? You come to a fashion show with furs. You're like, whoa. Then Jay Couture, he had some hot gowns. Yo, I was like, wow. Then I had Zay Bills, young brother that I'm working with. And he's up and coming. Matter of fact, I got a couple of situations on the table for him. And then my dance crew was on there. So that was like real nice. You know what I mean? Shout out the Untouchable Unity. And there was four, five females. And they really did good. So it was a nice show.
Okay, excellent. So y'all stayed there all night. What happened? How did it end?
Well, I went to the after party.
Okay. I went to the after party.
And it was so ironic. The club was like right across the street from the museum.
Oh,
so
nice.
So people didn't even have to get out their parking. They just walked right across the street. I was like, yo, I'm loving this. I went over there. And then I didn't even stay there long. I ended up shooting to another spot. But
okay.
I had fun.
Any dignitaries were there?
Oh yeah. Well, we gave an award to a state rep, Jordan Harris. Shout out to him. Even shout out to the city councilwoman, Janie Blackwell. But she didn't make it because she had three other events that day. So when my assistant called her. It was like, yo, I'm going to try to make it, definitely, and like they gave us so much kudos and thank you and everything for giving her the award, but she's like, she's definitely trying to make it, but she didn't get the chance, and it's cool because I'm going to her office this week to give her the award personally, so that's a good thing.
And make sure you take a picture with her and giving her the award. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I took a picture with Joy Harris, too.
Okay.
I took a picture with her because now that you got me to the point where I'm like, oh, take a picture. I don't even want to hear Belinda Moss. I was like, Belinda will be like, did you take a picture?
Right.
To the point now, I'll be like, yo, my publicist said, take pictures. If
right.
I had anything I tell her, I do. She'd be like, you take pictures?
Right.
So we need to document everything.
Yeah, we need, because people talk a lot and find out there ain't nothing going on. So we want them to know it's a lot going on in Jazzo's world. So I'm glad your event went well, and I'm glad to all the congratulations to all the people that participated in it.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. It was a blessing. It was a blessing. I had fun, and it was definitely a good thing for me, like getting back into the industry, like really, really doing something. I mean, it ain't like I really left, but I just fell back because of, like, you know, my family issues, my mom and pop being sick, and then my father passing and stuff like that. And this show was dedicated to my mom, you know what I mean, because she has diabetes. So that was like where the love really was. And that was a good thing.
Because, yeah, and that's a good thing, because when you were on, I mean, things were popping, everybody was doing their thing, and, you know, a lot of things, good things was happening when you did your events, and then it was like the world stopped, you know. So coming back, Dazzle World, and bringing the event, the life, you know, and the opportunities to everyone that participate in your event, it's a good thing. So I know your family is watching over you, and all good things are going to come in 2017.
Oh yeah, it's like you said, this is definitely our year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Chichi was even there as a one of my model coaches, man, and was helping out some of the sisters, and it was a beautiful thing. Matter of fact, we have two of the models that were in the show on here right now. First, we have my Jazzle's Angels model team, the Jersey model ambassador, Shani. What's up, Shani?
Hey, everyone. What's up, Jazzle?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
That show was
so awesome. Listen, the show was awesome. I enjoyed it. Everybody's vibe was like point. You know, everybody was, you know, nice, respectful. It was just amazing, amazing, amazing. Like I said, the clothes. Wait, listen, my favorite part of the show was the mink, honey. I was like, okay, now we got minks. Okay, now I'm about to really be bougie right now. Hold up. Yes. It was so awesome. I really enjoyed it. I've met Chi Chi. She finally was like, I was like, oh, you're Chi Chi. Hi. Yes, but I enjoyed it. I really did. It was awesome.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. This year, now you participated in the show, so this was the first time you were on stage?
No, I actually done, I've done plenty of other fashion shows. I must say that this fashion show was, like, different from all the shows I've done, because it was, like, very, very connected. It was like, you know, when you went out there, you connected more to the audience. Like, it was like the audience was on point. They just was like, you know, everything was like so like connected. It just felt so good. If you felt loved, you know, so I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Jazzo, I want to ask you, I put you on the spot last week with the models, when I said, how were you as a, you know, the coach and the creator of this event? Now that Chi-Chi was in the show, I want you to tell me, how did Chi-Chi do? I hear crickets. Are we having technical difficulties? What's going on?
Yeah, y'all better open it up.
Did you see?
Oh, I thought she was talking to you.
I'm talking to you.
We talking to you, Chi-Chi. Don't be
No, Jazzo.
Well, it's
she's not
talking
me.
To you, Jazzo.
Okay, it ain't
she's
me.
Talking
well,
Jazzo.
I'm talking on mute, so y'all can't hear me. It ain't me.
I asked
you, Jazzo, how did Chi-Chi do in the show? That's why I'm asking you, Jazzo. Huh?
No, she did good. Did good. She did good.
Okay.
They all did good. It was like a.
She didn't do good. She did great. Get that right. She was the best model of the
she
show.
She was good. She helped us all. She helped us all. She helped us all get on point in everything. She was.
Yes.
She listened. She was a great teacher. She showed us some things, you know what I mean? She really helped us out a lot. She, you know, she helped critique some things that we didn't have critiqued right. And she, you know, she led by example. She went out there and she slayed. She did what she knew she had to do. She slayed. Listen, and by her slaying, it had us to slay too, because we couldn't go there and not slay. You know, what I mean, we had to put it down. So we, you know, we all did. And listen, we all did. Listen, that same night. Somebody from California has seen my pictures and they contacted me. It's a lady who's a designer in California. So she contacted me for me to hook up with her with some African garbs and stuff like that. So I'm just waiting to see. But yeah, I mean, the clothes was rocking. Everything, the clothes, the people. And it just gave you so much energy, and it just made you feel good. You know, you couldn't do nothing else but get on the stage and do your walk. You know, and do it and feel good and just walk with confidence and everything like that. I mean, it's like, and just having our family and stuff out there, because all my kids was out there, and just to know that they was out there and just to, you know, just bringing it, because that's not their first time seeing me, you know, on the runway. But just knowing the people is out there just gives you such a good uplifting feeling of confidence and stuff like that. It just, and once again, the clothes was like,
was everything. Okay.
Yes.
Some clothes and the accessories she had to go with them things and the glasses.
Oh, the diamonds,
honey,
the bling bling.
I rocked those glasses. Those dances was everything. I felt like I was back at when Mason P. Diddy and it was out with the mink and the glasses, the chain.
Yeah.
Oh, you was rocking on, huh?
I saw them chains on with that mink, honey. I felt like I was back in the.
And them furs was over. Them furs was, listen, was over.
Yeah,
I mean, you couldn't tell us nothing. We just, listen, we was a billion bucks that night. Listen, them furs, they was over. Flawless. We all was just like flawless. We got out there and everybody was in sync. Everybody, it was like no, we was pros. We was pros. Even the ones for their first night, I mean, the first time was pros. It was like so amazing how everybody like just like gelled and everything just went so smooth. I mean, it was just
You can't say nothing else. You can't say nothing now. Honey. Yes.
It's just everything. Like you said, we gelled. Like it was like we knew each other forever. That's how everybody connected.
It really
was. Everybody knew each other forever.
It really was. I guess we just had a topic of the day now, Dazzle. You ought to just let it flow because they just
y'all notice I ain't even saying nothing. It's like the queen's court. Like, yo, I'm just letting y'all play. Oh man.
Really was like that though. Like everybody came together. You know, I didn't know anybody. Maybe one. I knew Andrea, but outside of Andrea, I didn't know anybody before the show. But everybody worked together. Everybody helped one another. Everybody got together. I'm so proud of a couple of ladies. And some of them, honey, I was a little nervous. I was like, Lord
Jesus.
Yes. What's this walk going to be like?
Yes, but they did it, though.
They did.
Yep. They really did.
I was surprised. I was definitely surprised. I mean, I play stupid like the Fox, and when I did observe, it was like, I'm like, they better not mess up. But everybody came out, it was real tight from when we had rehearsals and working with you guys. It's like y'all actually did what I asked, and then it was just nice. It was to the point where I didn't have to be there at the whole show.
Right.
I was doing other things, and then I was upstairs greeting people as they came in. So it was kind of decent to come back down and be like, damn, this. I don't even have to do nothing. It was like everything ran by itself. Like I look back there where you guys was dressing and everything. Everything was running. Doom, 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 doom. The vendors. Doom, doom, doom.
No game. The artists. Yeah.
Everything was crazy. Everybody helped each other.
The makeup. Let me tell you. Okay. Definitely got to give a shout out to the makeup people.
Yes.
They hooked our faces up. They beat it. Yep. They curled our hands. And I know a lot of them came. They just came to be models, and they really ain't, you know, have a job set to actually do makeup or hair or whatever. But it was like once we all got in the room together and we started talking, it was like, girl, can you help me with this? I don't know what I'm doing.
Everybody helped each other. Everybody helped each other. We was like a team. It wasn't no one person. It was a whole team. And it wasn't no, oh, get out of my way. It was like it was a tight space, but we made it work. Nobody had no attitudes. I mean, we was just all in the bliss of the moment. Everybody just gelled and we just had a good time. You know, they say all women can't get along, but we got along that night. We all did. I mean, it was just
everybody was on point. Everybody was on their feet. Like, listen, we about to do this. Zipper this dress for me, please. Hurry up.
Yep.
You know, I'm about to go out with my shoes.
And then the women was even letting other women wear their shoes that they bought. How good we had that connection and everything. If this person's shoe didn't fit or didn't look right with the outfit, oh, you could wear my shoe.
Oh, well,
you
could wear. These are cute. You know, it was like
It's like everybody did it so the show would turn out good. So it wasn't like, oh, I don't want you to look better than me. It wasn't none of that. It's like everybody's going to look good, play to do their part and everything. And it was just like a team effort, a team support thing. And that's the main thing, because that's what makes a benefit or a event or anything work is when you have team players. You have to have team players. And we did.
Excellent. Well, that's what I wanted to hear, details. And I definitely got it. Now I feel like I was there. So thank you so much.
And that's the topic of the day.
Y'all are so silly.
And there you have the recap for the night.
The guideline with the all white and the gold. Listen, honey, them men came out there. Yes, they came out there in them outfits. I was like, they was looking like, okay. Then the best part was when they threw them mix on without their shirt, honey, and they were little tattoos and then glistening. I said, you know what?
That's all you can say is like, Gotta tell it like it is.
Hold on, y'all. But for all our listeners out there that's listening to this show, man, Jazzo's World on 30 Basement Radio, y'all can call in if you have any questions right now at 563-999-3050. But dig this. We're going to finish talking about the Black Diamond event, but I want to hear from our sports queen, because she's in the house right now, Ms. Mary. And what's going on, Mary? Hold on. We have a little technical difficulty.
Well, while Mary's getting this straight, I just want to say, you guys, I enjoy everybody. Jazzo, you know the show's always amazing, as usual. I need you guys to hold me down. I got to sneak away. I actually have a model here doing a photo shoot, so y'all know me. I'm always multitasking. I'm going to slide out. So anybody trying to get Miss Chi Chi, y'all know how to find me, Chi Chi Couture on Facebook. I'll be over here in my world, Couture in the World, one woman at a time, and y'all have a wonderful, blessed night.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. All right, I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, I know last week we had some technical difficulties with our sports queen, and we couldn't get her on. And it happened again. I hope we can get her on. Did you get her, Jazz? Is she in the building? Is she mic'd up? Yes.
We get this 1 minute, and it's, she should be here.
Okay.
Five,
I'm here.
4, 3, 2, 1, and here she goes, everybody. The sports
Yay.
Queen, Mary.
Wow, that's an entrance. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you very loud and clear.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you may not have been able to hear me, but I've been listening to the show. It's been a great show. I wish I was at the fashion show. That sounds like it was a great event. Congratulations, Jazzo. Good job.
Thank you. Well, the models and designers are on here too, Mary.
They're still on. Awesome.
Hello.
You guys sounded like you killed it at the show. I'm sorry I was out here in Los Angeles and missed it, but it sounds like it went pretty well. So good job.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy hearing from Tomorrow. Was her name Tomorrow? The lady who spoke about the Grammys out here in LA. I enjoyed that one too. You got some good guests today. Woo!
Right. Yeah.
All right.
You
All
didn't
right,
get a chance
talking.
To go to any, right?
Wait, what? No, I didn't go to the Grammys.
Okay.
I wish I could have.
I know you always go every year, and you always go to the parties and stuff, so I knew you was busy with the sports stuff, so that's okay. Next year, Mary.
Well, next year, I'm already looking forward to the we're going to talk a little NBA All-Star game, but just found out that the All-Star game is in L.A. next year, so those parties I'll be at too.
Nice.
Those are the parties.
You know, Mary,
parties
I
want to
did
go
see
to.
The All-Star game last night, and I thought that they was just playing cat and mouse, you know, with each other. That wasn't a real game. Sorry.
I know. It's, you know, it's always kind of like that. They don't play defense. Nobody wants to get hurt. They just want to do their dunks. But I mean, the final score was 192 to 182. I mean,
what?
192 Whoa. Points scored. Isn't that crazy?
Whoa.
Oh my God!
I have never heard of any games that high.
Whoa.
192.
Whoa. It's true. It's crazy. Well,
wow.
It was in New Orleans. The game was in New Orleans. You may remember that it was supposed to be in Charlotte. But because of the that crazy controversial bathroom bill, the NBA moved it out of the state because it felt like, you know, the NBA values of equality and inclusion
mm-hmm.
didn't quite jive with that bathroom bill in Charlotte. You know, and Charlotte lost probably $100 million in – sorry?
What was that bill, though?
That crazy bathroom bill, they called it. It's called H2 bill, and it has to do with transgenders and the bathrooms
mm-hmm.
that they use. And
right.
and Texas is soon behind. Yeah, so North Carolina is saying you have to use the bathroom, the restroom of the sex that you were born as.
Born. Mm-hmm.
So if you're a transgender, you know, female, if you transgender to a female, you have to use the male bathroom.
True. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a big deal, and the NBA said sorry. That you know that's discrimination basically against the LGBTQ. I think I got those mm-hmm. letters wrong.
Yes.
Community and pulled it from Charlotte and moved it to New Orleans. So they were rocking it down in New Orleans. You know, lots of different events. I've got to be honest, I didn't watch, you know, all of them. I missed the celebrity game. You know, no Kevin Hart. He's been in it 4 years in a row. That dude is hilarious. And if he wasn't playing in it,
right.
I wasn't watching.
I know, that's right.
And then there's the Skills Challenge where your New York Knick, by the way, Kristaps Porzingis, won the skills challenge, which always cracks me up because those skills challenges are running through cones and doing all these things that you have to be really agile. And that dude's like gigantic. And the fact that he won it, I thought was pretty awesome. What else? Then there's the 3-point contest. That just seemed boring to me too. Who won that? Houston Rockets. Eric Gordon won that, but there wasn't a lot of drama. And then of course the dunk contest. So that's All-Star mm-hmm. Saturday night. That's the big event. And you know, some years have been really exciting and fun, and these guys come up with creative dunks, but
I don't know. Didn't, you know, one guy, DeAndre, our Clipper, he jumped over the DJ and the DJ's turntables. That was kind of to dunk it. That was cool. And then one guy used a drone to drop the ball. He flew the drone up in the air, and then the drone dropped the ball, and he grabbed it and dunked. I know. It's crazy. But reading Twitter after that was hilarious, because most people are like, are you kidding me? I can't get that hour back. That was a waste of time. You know, I think people weren't too thrilled. I kind of agree. It wasn't very exciting, but Pacers, Glenn Robinson III, he won it. So there you go. What else? And then there was the game itself. You know what I like? The parts I like about the NBA All-Star Weekend is watching, you know, like the media day and watching the practices, because they're all mic'd. The coaches have mics and the players have mics. And that's the fun stuff to me, is getting the interviews and listening to the interviews, because the game, like we were just saying, is kind of boring. You know, it's 192 points. I mean, what else do we need to say? But some good fashion, some good little controversies. You know, Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, we talk about those two all the time, and they've got a frosty little relationship after Kevin left the team. And but they sort of made up. Oh, Russell Westbrook was funny. Every time they asked him at the media day, you know, because they want to get quotes, well, you know, how's it going to be playing with Kevin Durant? How's your relationship with Kevin Durant? Every time they asked him, he'd turn it to fashion, because he is quite a little fashionista. So they'd ask him a question about it, and he'd be like, oh, well, I'm wearing Dolce & Gabbana. What do you think? You know, or they'd ask him something else, and he'd say, oh, what are you wearing? Who makes that? So it was funny. I dig that Westbrook, yeah. That was that. Who was the MVP? Actually, it was in New Orleans, and a New Orleans Pelican player, Anthony Davis. He scored a record 52 points for an All-Star game, and he won the MVP. So that was, I guess that was good. And then, like I said, next year LA hosts. So I'm already looking forward to that. Anybody? No, so you didn't watch it, Jazzo, and you guys watched it? Belinda, you watched it?
No.
You were in Washington. You were watching it?
Yeah.
You were watching it from D.C.?
No, yeah. We visited a relative's house.
I saw some of it.
You know, we had dinner there, so that's how I saw it.
So it was on in the background.
Yeah, it was at night time.
You know, I'm 3 hours earlier, so I forget. It's late. Oh. Yeah, that's late for you. I definitely, if I was on the East Coast, wouldn't have stayed up to watch the end of that. It just, you know, just wasn't floating my boat. But what else do we got? You know, we got, it's kind of that part of the season where, you know, NC2A basketball, we're coming to the end of that. So my advice to all of you is to pick your team, because in a couple weeks the conference tournament starts, and then the big March Madness tournament starts. And when that starts, that's all we'll be talking about. So now's a good time to pick your college, pick your team, you know, start following, get into it, because, you know, the whole point of this Sport Bits is to know what's going on in sports so you can chat it up with people. And in a couple weeks, this is what we're going to be chatting about. I know you guys like New York and Philly. You got Villanova. Your Philly team is ranked number 2. Maybe you want to jump on the Villanova wagon. I don't know. But my advice is to pick your team and start following so you can chat it up with people. And could I say chat it up with people one more time? I think I've said that 3 times now.
You know what, Mary? When I was watching the All-Star game, the moment I wanted to turn off the TV was when Steph Curry, remember, he lay down on the floor?
I know, that was
the
funny.
Other guy, yeah, so why he did that? Because he just, what?
I think
what
he was
that?
Just playing around. They're all just playing around. So, someone was coming barreling down, and I don't know, some people are like, he didn't want to get hurt. Who knows? I mean, it's...
But he could have tripped over him, you know. Come on. Okay.
I did see...
inside joke that I didn't get, so, why he laid down.
After the three-point contest, they did do this... they sort of extended the three-point contest to try to raise money for TNT announcer Craig Sager, who passed away of cancer a couple months ago. That was supposed to be a surprise little thing. And anyone who could make, actually not three-pointers, but half half-court shots. They'd add, you know, $100,000 to the charity. And so the announcer pulled out Steph Curry, who wasn't in the three-point contest, just to see what he could do. And, oh, my God, it was so awkward. The dude couldn't, you know, and he's one of the best three-point shooters,
yes,
half-court shooters. Mm-hmm. And they gave him, like, nine tries, and he didn't make one or come close. And I was like, ooh, awkward. But, you know, I think coming up, this last thing I thought real quick is this weekend, Daytona 500. Daytona, as we call it in the South. I don't know if you guys like. Daytona 500 in. That's what I'll be watching this weekend. What about you guys?
Whoa, that was hot. I've been doing my stuff.
Who do we? Hey, Belinda, can you get me into the Oscar parties? I'll try to get into some Oscar parties and then report next week.
Yeah. I think we all want to go to Africa.
Yes, I would love to go to Oscars too.
I would love to. Look, I want to be in the Oscar party too right now.
Yes.
Jazzo,
hook it up, Jazzo. Hook it up, Jazzo.
Hey, this is our year. Don't look, this is our year. You got to claim it.
That's right.
Yes.
We're going to the Oscar parties.
We're going to the Oscars, Angelina.
Yes.
We're going to the Oscars.
First class.
We about to be out.
Yep. We're going to have our banner saying Jazzo Angels. Yes.
Yeah, I'm about to say Jazzo Angels
yep.
at the Oscars.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to have our little our sash right over across our chest saying Jazzo's Angel. Yep, but we're going to strut it and we're going to walk the red carpet. Yep.
Look, you claim it and bring it into existence.
That's
what,
right.
There you go. That's what we got to do.
You know what's so crazy? My manager was at the show also. She also was vending. Shout out to my manager. Matter of fact, hold on. I think we're going to have fun right now. And what's up, manager? Divine Essence, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, I'm here.
I'm here. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing tonight?
Good. Just coming down from the fashion show. You know.
Yes. Mhm. Great job that you guys did. It was an awesome show for a wonderful cause. I was happy to be there. Yes. And be in attendance. Being able to display and also see a few people that I hadn't seen in a while. And it was just, I know, very important for Jazzo. You know, he's been through a lot. And to see the Black Diamond Excellence Awards come back, I'm excited to see it again in 2018, you know, going forward. And definitely am excited. And congratulations to our new designer that just graduated. And she's doing her thing. So, overall, it was a wonderful experience. Rocked the house. Oh. The house was packed. You know, all the chairs were filled, people standing near the end of the show. So, it was just overall. And, again, you know, congratulations, Jazzo. I just know it's just, you know, great things is going to continue from here. And I can't wait to be able to meet you guys, too, on the line. I know they're going to be coming, too.
you know?
Oh, that's
Oh,
yeah, that's about it. Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait for another show to come. I mean, it's I can't wait. Just make sure that I'm in the next show.
Yes, true indeed.
Exactly.
And shout out to everybody that's listening to Jazz Old World right now. But we're getting down to the end of the show. We got exactly 3 minutes, but we're going to keep on talking for a little bit. Ms. Ming, how can people get in contact with you? Hello?
Is she still there?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
You're so... thank you. I was I'm sorry, I was cutting in and out and I was doing some things. So what did you ask me again? I apologize.
How can people get in contact with you?
Oh, for on the Bling Tip?
There you go.
You mean on the Bling Tip?
Yes.
Well, you can always contact me. I love to accessorize and love the ladies, love making the ladies feel beautiful, look beautiful. Because we all need that as beautiful women. So you can reach me. You want to see our collections, fall winter collection, our new spring summer collection that just came out, and our new bridal collection. Tracy Lynn Jewelry, that's TracyLynn jewelry.net/yourgirldivine. DIVINEI. So it's TracyLynnJewelry.net/divineI. So check me out. Look up the new collections and let me know what you think.
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, will do.
All right, yep.
That is what's up.
You know what? In Instagram. Up. You can follow me on Instagram, Jewelry Diva for Life, the number 4.
Okay.
I've seen that that's a good way people are saying.
Yeah, thank you, Vanessa.
You're welcome.
Miss Chantel, Dazzle's Angel. The model ambassador from Jersey. How can people get in contact with you?
Yes, yes. You can hit me up on Facebook at Chantel Lagan and Instagram at Shani215_poo. Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Jazzle's Angel, Angelina, how can people get in contact with you?
Well, they can look me up on Facebook under Angelina Blackman and Instagram under Angelina Blackman.
Okay, Miss Angelina Blackman.
You funny.
Angelina Blackman. I'm about to go look her up right now, y'all. Yes, honey.
Yeah.
She killed that.
But my main thing is, I do the Facebook thing. I'm not really the Instagram person. I'm basically like the Facebook. That's my. So
Facebook.
You'll be better at to get me. You'll be better to get me on Facebook.
Indeed. Jazzo. What happened to Jazzo? Did he cut out?
Are we off? It's 8 o'clock. Is it just us? Hello? Huh? Chantel?
Because I can't do it.